You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Drinks with Johnny podcast. Thank you guys so much for being here. Now, usually these follow-up episodes are done on our Thirsty Thursdays, but we got a little late here, so we're going to go ahead and call this a Filthy Friday podcast, getting you ready for the weekend. Hope you guys had a wonderful week and are about to have a good one this coming weekend. It's been a great time for me here at Drinks with Johnny. Last week, as many of you know, I was in Las Vegas for AEW's Dynamite, Rampage, and of course, Double or Nothing. It was an absolute blast. This week, we are doing a follow-up call with my good friend Nolan Nunez, also known as Das Rake from the band Ghost Mane. Also a very good friend, as I said, a mutual friend that I met through Darby Allin, who is in AEW, obviously. And we hung out, and then this Wednesday, as some of you know who follow me on Instagram, I took my son to his first ever AEW wrestling event. Nolan was there. Later on that night, Darby and Nolan would come over and spend the night with intentions to surf Thursday morning, which brings me back to the point. We did not have this follow-up phone call on Thursday. Ended up getting way too busy. So we ended up having breakfast instead. They went about their day. They're about to do some Rampage stuff in Ontario, California. And then they'll be back to St. Louis for some more AEW travels. As I think we didn't get to with Nolan, he also is a very good friend of Darby's. They do the Hoodlum brand together, which is a clothing brand and skate brand. They also do all of Darby's promo videos, all of his entrances and things of that nature. For all of Darby's pay-per-view events, one of them being when Sting used my Cadillac, my classic Cadillac that some of Avenged fans would recognize in the So Far Away and Shepherd of Fire videos that we've used it in. But Sting actually messed up my emergency parking brake on it, which I'm still going to get his ass on this podcast and talk to him a little bit about. But anyways, in this follow-up episode, I'm going to be asking Nolan basically about the last week he's seen in wrestling, some of the things we didn't get a chance to talk to in that episode that released on Monday, and just get us set up for the weekend, see what's coming up, and enjoy the time. So let's see if we can't get Nolan on the phone right now. I know he was on his way to a Whole Foods.
Hey, Johnny.
Nolan, how's it going, brother?
It's going good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You get to that Whole Foods yet?
We did, yeah. I ran in there, got my smoothie, ran back inside, and Darby's taking his sweet time in there now, shopping around.
Well, we wanted to get you on this podcast again, on this follow-up, which is very interesting. First of all, I got to ask, how did you sleep the other night at my house?
Oh man, that was one of the best inflatable mattresses I've ever slept on in my in my life. I'm not gonna lie. Like I was gonna play around in your base for a little bit and stay up for a minute, but the second I laid down, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so tired, I need to pass out.
Well, that was, you know, that was nice of you to give Darby the bed in the other room and you take.
Oh, him. Yeah. I mean, he had wrestled, you know, so he deserved it.
Well, I mean, that one. I did let the fans know a little bit in the intro to this episode, a little bit about the intent of you guys spending the night was so that we could go surfing in the morning, and that never happened.
No, the classic alarm didn't go off situation happened. So
it's a good excuse. No, it's a good excuse from Darby, who's never surfed before. So I get it.
Yeah, his record for surfing is still perfect, technically, I guess. Then.
And then after that, you know, we went to breakfast. I learned that my favorite spot here in Huntington for breakfast is closing, like, this weekend, which was a bummer. What did you think about that place?
That was such a bummer. That was great. Like, me and Darby were talking about it. We're like, we wish we had a spot like this near our place in Georgia, like, just a cool local breakfast spot, but that doesn't exist out there, at least near us. So, yeah, that's a bummer. It's a bummer you're losing that spot, but it was great.
Yeah, glad well, you guys got, like, one of the last meals there. The first and last meal there for you.
Yeah, no, that was. I'm glad we got to try it before it's no more.
Yeah, man. But I mean, you guys got to come back out, spend the night again. Plan it. We'll plan it out a little bit better next time.
We'll
surf because I know Darby can skateboard, do all those things. I do want to see him like a little bit of a fish out of water because he's too good at everything else. And I know no one naturally is just very good at surfing, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, he'll probably master in the first day.
That'll maybe I don't want to do that because I don't want to see that.
Just get shown up in one day.
Yeah, I mean, did you grow up surfing in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, so in Santa Barbara, like, pretty much everyone surfed or skated. I dabbled in both, but I wasn't. My whole thing was I was never a morning guy, so I never wanted to wake up in all the best waves at 6 in the morning, you know, 5, right. 7 in the morning, so. That was always the turnoff for me. Was I gotta wake up early and go in cold water? Like, I don't want to do that.
It is a little bit colder in Santa Barbara too.
Yeah, no, it is. But yeah, I grew up doing it a little bit. I mean, you can't not. The beach is like, you know, a mile away from my house where I grew up, so kind of had to. But I'm not good at it.
Oh yeah, I'm terrible at it. I think we both discussed the night before we were supposed to. Like, I didn't start surfing until I was 25, and. For those who don't know, like, that's a little bit late in the game when when you really think about it.
It is. Well, next time we stay over there, we'll do surfing, and then you can pierce my right earlobe this time.
That's right. How's that healing up? So a lot of people listening probably don't know this part because they just heard the episode that we dropped on Monday of our chat, which was your first ever podcast. You did great.
Thank you. That was so fun.
No one is actually calling you out for having your first podcast, which I think is a good thing. No one's going like, oh, this newbie. They're just saying, yeah, oh, great chat. They're just saying good chat, you know?
Good. I'm glad.
So a lot of people don't know that we hung out over the weekend in Vegas while the AEW, events were going on. And we stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning. Or it was like 4:30 in the morning. I don't know what time it was. Yeah, it was late. But we did we had some fun, played some trivia, did some debauchery, and I pierced your ear. You are the first person I have ever pierced. So I'm curious, how is it healing?
It's healing great. It's like, I think it's almost already all healed up. But oh man, I was nervous. It was like that scene in The Parent Trap where they just shove that needle right through. I don't know. I was way more. Like, a tattoo is, you know, that lasts an hour and a couple hours, whatever. But this was only a 1 second thing. But I was way more nervous for this than I was, you know, getting any other tattoo or something.
Well, you did have a right to be nervous given the fact that I've never done that before.
It was your first.
And I have the shakiest hands in the world. So it's also like.
I remember saying that. I was like, oh God, like, please do this straight.
Well, I hope it ended up straight. You know what was funny, though? Our friend that was over there is an actual. Piercer, the thing she was saying was like, get it between my fingers on the backside. You know, the next day I opened up, she had left some equipment. I opened up a bag and there was actually clamps that I could have used that would have been a lot easier.
Oh, well, it worked. You worked with your hand. Maybe you got another line of work lined up for you that you didn't know about.
Yeah, everyone go to drinkswithjohnny.com where they could sign up to get a piercing the next time I'm in their city. That's totally fake. I'm not doing that. But
Johnny Left Lobe.
That was the name, right? That was the name you did.
Johnny Left Lobe, yep.
Well, that was an absolute blast, though, getting the hang. I think that
That was probably so fun.
That was the longest hang we've had together. I think is what we're saying. Like the last time at my house was pretty close when we were driving the Cadillac around, but that was a long good night. Yeah.
I think Darby got it the worst though with the cactus.
He did, man. Oh my God.
I think that was the worst.
Before you guys came over, we were at the Lowe's next to that Airbnb we were in, and we were like, what should we get?
You guys found the most random stuff. It worked. It all ended up working, but it was just like, what? Like clamps? Like, oh my God. Like that was.
We split off when we got to Lowe's. Like at first we were like going down the aisles together and we're like, all right, let's just split off and we all come back with some weird shit and we'll see if we can figure out what to do with it. And Sam was the one that came back with the cactus. I think I came back with the sander. Brandon brought a sander. We bought a sander. We knew that we were going to need that fire extinguisher, which was great. See, what's happening right now is a lot of people are listening to these podcasts and like, what the fuck?
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? They have no reference whatsoever because we haven't released that video yet and we're not going to for a while. So
once we get it on their toes.
Exactly.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Brando here. Haven't been around for a while because I am busy. You know, I'm working 5 jobs to feed 10 kids. And when it comes to dinner, I'm just looking for an easy way out. But there is a great thing that I have found to make my day a little easier. Factor Meals. Right now, I've got a black pepper and sage pork chop. I'm going to eat it right here on air with you because I want you to hear in real time how good this thing really is. So it's got a nice little sauce on it, nice grill marks. Like this thing is ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Shoot. This is some quality pork right here. The nice thing is, it's healthy. The amount of protein in this meal is broken down for me on the side of the package. I don't even have to worry about it. I know once I eat this whole thing, my macros are gonna be in balance. This is what I need. This is good. Oh my God. It took 2 minutes for me to microwave this thing. All I had to do was sign up. Meals get shipped right to my house every week. They have a wide selection to choose from. Dude, they had dual crusted chicken. They had chili. If you wanna check it out, head over to factormeals.com/drinkswithj50. And use code DRINKSWITHJ50 to get 50% off. That's code DRINKSWITHJ50 at factormeals.com/DRINKSWITHJ50 to get 50% off. Yeah, I know, it's a mouthful, but so is this meal. So I'm going to keep eating it because, man, this is good.
One of the other things, though, that we talked about that night, after all the madness had ensued and died down, we're in the backyard there, and you were like, man, there was something I forgot to mention and we didn't get a chance to talk about in our prior chat, and that was the fact that you work with Darby on all those promo videos.
Yeah, that's, to me, that's like, I'm such a wrestling fan and growing up, and so, I don't know, those promos were like, I don't know. I'm proud of those. Darby always comes up with the idea, and then Max Yoder, he films them, and then I score them, do the music for him, and it's the coolest thing. Just like, and that's kind of how me and Darby kind of became homies. He's like, "Yo, want to do some music for like a promo?" And just kind of one thing led to another. But that's just the coolest thing to me. Just seeing that, especially when you're at a wrestling match, and then you see it on the screen, and then. I don't know, and like all the DVDs too. Like we've been doing all of the last few pay-per-views, we've been making Darby's entrances for, you know, when he walks out with Sting or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that's the coolest thing, is just watching those like in the arena with all the fans. You know, it's like, dang, like, you know, like I made that, like contributed to that. And then I don't know, it's the coolest thing for me. It's like it means a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean. I haven't even done that. Just knowing you guys and seeing that stuff is so awesome. And to your point, Darby didn't have it this last time because that match was kind of last minute thrown together, you know. But
yeah.
And I mean,
there'll be more to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you guys are never short of ideas when it comes to creative things.
Yeah, there's exactly. I feel like they're always. That's another thing. I feel like each one just gets popped by the other. They're always. It's crazy. You're like. I have one idea, like, oh, body bag. Like, all right, what can we do crazy? Like, oh, flip a car. Like, everything just kind of one-ups. It's crazy.
I mean, I think they're all great. They're all well done. They're unique and creative. You go back to some of the old promos in wrestling, and the only ones I could really even compare it to and it's not even doing it justice, would be like the original Undertaker ones with Paul Bearer.
Oh, yeah.
And Jake the Snake during that time. And then they kind of got away from those eventually. But I feel like there's, but it's like a new age of doing those. And I think it's great. I think we need more of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like the majority of people just do these like cliche, corny, like wrestling promos, you know, like
the locker room
exactly,
ones.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, it's cool. It works sometimes, but it's just kind of played out, especially for Darby's character. I don't know, the vignettes promos he comes up with, they're just, I don't know, they fit, they work perfect. I think he's kind of like changing the game with those.
Yeah, and to take it back to the other profession that you have, is Ghostmane seeing some of the stuff that you and Darby are creating, or music, or hearing it when you're creating the music for this stuff? Do you ever show it to him, kind of boast to him what you're doing, and see what his opinion is?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because for the longest time, like, I told him, you know, doing promos, you know, doing some of the music for Darby's promos and whatnot, and I never really showed him. And finally, like, I showed him one. He was like, "Wait, like, you guys like made this?" Like, I think he was kind of picturing it to be a cheesy, you know, locker room kind of promo that I was telling him that I've been making for Darby. And then when he sees them, you know, there's these body bags getting dragged by a car or whatnot, he's like, "Holy shit! Like, this is a whole other thing." He's actually working, I guess I can't say it, but he's working on a little something for AEW right now. So. That should be cool.
Oh, very exciting stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to see that. Like we said in the chat, I do eventually want to meet Ghostmane and come out and see you guys perform and do that whole thing whenever that's happening again.
Yeah, hopefully the stars align. It'd be sick of a festival or something where we play a show together.
Yeah, that would always be fun. That little backstage camaraderie and stuff. I mean, and speaking of, yeah, and going back to the wrestling. Speaking on that, like. You had like the whole week, and then Dynamite here in LA for the first time at the Forum. Let's talk real quickly about the star-studded event that Wednesday Night Dynamite was in LA for the first time.
That was crazy. Just growing up in, like, you know, Santa Barbara, coming to the Forum all the time to see shows. It was cool being on the other side, like, you know, being on the floor and looking up. It's like, holy shit, like. This is crazy. It was insane. I mean, you saw, you brought your kid. Like, that was, it was a vibe in there. It was, you know, seemed sold out and packed, and I don't know. It's like a breath of fresh air for like wrestling versus the last like wrestling events I've gone to in LA.
I mean, I haven't been to a wrestling event in LA in many, many years.
Haven't missed much.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, but I was just happy to have something that close in LA at the legendary Forum, especially since they've redone it over the last like 5 years. It's just a great place. And and as I said, like, when I was dealing with my parking pass when Tom Morello pulls up with his kids, and I was like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" You know. And then later I would find out that Vince Vaughn and Macaulay Culkin was there. I didn't see them from where our vantage point is. Also, is like with my son, like the focus was giving him a good time, which we had an absolute blast. Got great seats.
And Rick Rubin was there. There was,
that's what
there
you said. Quite, that's what Darby said. And you said game. After when you guys came back to my house, I was like, "Where the fuck was he?"
Yeah, he was in the back. He was, he's a legend. He's a legend. It was cool. It was cool that you see people from, you know, other forms of entertainment come out to, you know, to the wrestling show. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I've always loved, and you can attest to this probably, with the hard rock music and wrestling fans often overlap quite a bit.
Oh, very much. Very much so.
Yeah, and I've always loved that because... just so happens that I love both things, you know, so yeah. I happen to be one of those overlappers, I guess. And,
same.
And I just think it's cool. That once again, wrestling, you know, I feel like it gets a stigma from decade to decade probably. And some decades it's like, "Oh, you're a wrestling fan. You're a fucking weirdo or whatever. Like, how can you watch that stupid shit?" And then like right now it's like, "Oh, it's so fucking badass. You wear it as a, like, you wear it proudly as a wrestling fan, right?"
Yeah, wears a badge.
Yeah.
I was kind of, I mean, to be completely honest, I was kind of like that during, there's a little period of time in like, I mean, around like 2011 and around then when I wasn't really, I kind of like stopped watching wrestling, and then I don't know, but I just remember like kind of watching for a year or two. Then I watched a match or something. It was a random like SmackDown or Raw, and I just remember kind of reigniting my love again. I was like, oh, why have I not been watching this for the last few years?
Isn't that always the question? Like, once you get back, you're like, why did I stop watching? I don't even remember why.
Did you ever get in a phase like that where you didn't watch it for a minute?
Yeah. I mean, I probably twice in my life, I went through a couple phases. To focus on other things, I guess, is the best answer I could give. But I don't know why, because every time I start watching it, I'm like, man, I've been watching this like, my whole life. I fucking love this. Why wouldn't I?
Exactly.
But I mean, for me, there was definitely some highlights of the last week of wrestling, specifically for AEW. I mean, there was some great shit going on, great behind the scenes kayfabe stuff that we discussed over breakfast the other morning. But I didn't properly ask you yet. Like, what was like one of your favorite things? Like Darby aside, our homie obviously. Like, yeah. what was like your big pop moment for the last week?
For the last week. Honestly,
going back to Dynamite in Vegas, let's say.
Okay. Just for during the week or just wrestling? You mean what happened at a wrestling show?
What happened at a wrestling show? Let's go with that, and then we'll go to the week.
Okay. Favorite part of the wrestling show? See, Dynamite. Well, it was my birthday on Dynamite, and my little brother drove out from Santa Barbara, and he went to my first wrestling match back like in the 90s. I went to that show at the Forum, but he hasn't been to a match since. So it was cool that he got to come out and, you know, sat right, you know, ringside and watch the match. And he was like, it was just fun watching him like in awe, like, oh my God. And there happened to be a cage match that night.
Yeah.
So it was just honestly just that whole night was cool. Just watching him like in awe with like how, you know, it's how the show goes on. That was probably honestly the highlight for me as far as the wrestling. But the whole week, oh, that cave. We stayed in this underground cave by the Grand Canyon, and that was the coolest thing.
Dude, you guys are showing me a video on that. I'm definitely going to – I will probably forget by then, but I'm going to try to remember like next
time. Remind you.
Exactly. That's how I'm like, so where was it, and where do I need to go?
We'll keep bringing up this cave until you go.
Can you describe for the listening audience a little bit, like paint the picture with your words, because we don't have a video to show them.
Yes,
like,
of course.
What this cave was like.
Darby did some research, found this cave that's how far? 240 feet? It's like 240 feet below ground, and you take this little like kind of old school janky elevator down. And you get down there, and it's pretty cold. Like, it's like 60, I mean, not freezing, but it's like 60 degrees. Mm-hmm. And you get down there, and it's like you're waiting in line for like a Disneyland ride or something. It just looks fake. It's just insane high ceilings, just all this crazy rock dripping down. It's really hard to explain, but you walk through these caves, and the cave is yours for the night. You get the whole cave for the night, and so you walk maybe like 100, 200 yards through the cave, and then you get to this little zone, and it has like two beds, two couches, a TV, a little bathroom, and then that's, you sleep in there and shower.
What was up with the auditorium seating? There was a mini
movie theater auditorium seating attached with like a little stage, and they had like this old school little organ that Darby's brother kept playing. It was really creepy. But, yeah, it was fun. We were playing all these games. We had this game with Darby's dad where you can turn off the lights in the cave, and you can't see your hand in front of you. And it's not like you get used to, your eyes don't get used to it. It's like pitch black.
No, it's a place of no light. Yeah.
So we played this game where, Darby's dad would have to start at the top of the cave. And then we'd shut off all the lights, and he'd have to find his way to the beds where we're all at. And, I don't know. It was fun. We were having a blast playing a bunch of games that night and shit.
Well, I mean, from the pictures you showed me, how did they get the TV in there? Wasn't it like built into the rock? It looked like it was almost built into the rock somehow or some shit.
The TV?
Yeah.
No, they had like a whole little like platform, and then on the little platform set up, they had like a bed, and they had like a little cabinet dresser, and that the TV was on the dresser.
And how did they even get power into there? You said it's like 200 yards into.
That's what was kind of sketchy. So the dude that takes us down there and, you know, showing us the place, how to turn off the lights, where the running water's at. And he tells us, he's like, yeah, so this whole cave's run on generators. So every so often, you know, the generators do go out. So he gives us a flashlight and he's like, if that's the case, you know, you have to take the stairs instead of the elevator. We're like 240 feet below. So if you're claustrophobic, it's kind of, it's not the best. But yeah, it was so cool. You got to go. Dude, I forgot what it was called. It's like something Grand Canyon Caverns or something.
Well, also, what do you get on that TV? It's not like a normal hotel where you're getting videos on demand, right? Like,
no,
like what do they, what's the TV even doing in there? Like, what are you watching?
All we had was a random collection of DVDs. So we watched The Descent, which is that cave horror
That's
movie.
That's where you're gonna watch The Descent, though? The cave horror movie while you're staying at a cave?
It felt pretty appropriate. That kind of scared us a bit. So then we cleansed our palate with Air Bud 7, which I didn't even know they went up to 7 Air Buds. But
what the fuck? They have 7 Air. I only heard of one.
Yeah.
Wait. How is Air Bud a baseball one? Wasn't Air Bud the golden retriever that dunks in basketballs?
Exactly. But then he does. I guess after the first one, he just started doing every other sport.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, head over to drinkswithjohnny.com and become a premium member. You'll get to enjoy unreleased clips from your favorite guests, discounts on merchandise in our shop, and access to our private Discord server where you can chat one-on-one with Johnny Christ himself.
Awesome!
So stay tuned, stay thirsty, and stay filthy as fuck.
I don't think I ever even watched the first one.
The first one's great. Well, we were hoping because they had the case for the first one, but then we opened it up, it wasn't in there. So then the only other option we had, they had Air Bud 7, so we watched that one.
And you're saying it did not hold up, or did it hold up?
It did not hold up. I do not recommend it.
Bummer, man. I was going to go out there and watch all 6 lead up to 7 so I didn't mess up the storyline.
Right, yeah, you got to do some catching up. No, don't waste your time.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the call. Lastly, I want to ask and remind everyone that the Hoodlum brand is in Zoomies across the country right now, right?
Yeah, we're in the Zoomies. We're gonna post a list of them. It's about 100 stores, but yeah, if anyone's near Zoomies, go check it out. Most likely in there.
Right on. And that's the merchandise clothing brand. Some of the decks are in there too, right? Which ones have the skate
Darby
decks?
Darby has his Death Wish skateboards, his collab he did with them. Those are in the Zoomies as well.
Awesome. And then, and then I already said lastly, so I'm going to say lastly again. You guys just are getting ready to launch a Patreon that you're working on with Darby, right? And I know that you, when I texted you on Thursday in Vegas, you were like, I'm busy doing this all fucking day. So I know you're really hands-on in creating this Patreon channel. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we just launched this Patreon. It's patreon.com/hoodlumdestroy. And it's just basically all the crazy shit we do, like at the house or on the trips we go on. And I mean, we've been saying, like, why don't we film all the shit we've been doing? Like, there's always something coming up each day. And, like yesterday, we went to the Volcom warehouse. And then we went to, we went to some concert after. And today we're going to the Baker warehouse. And then we got Rampage. So there's just always something. So we're like, fuck, why don't we document this and, you know, film it?
Yeah, I will say you guys are always so busy. And I guess I kind of knew that before, but it wasn't until I was trying to get you on this phone call that was supposed to, as my audience knows, it's usually a Thirsty Thursday follow-up. We're going to have to call this one the Filthy Friday follow-up because it was so hard to get you. Again, I was laughing about it. I was like, well, the guy stayed in my house overnight. We didn't have to make it a phone call, could have put a microphone in front of him right here in the studio and get it done. But instead, I decided to wait and get a late thing because you were busy doing what you guys are.
Yeah, my bad. Yesterday was a way crazy. I thought it was going to be way less hectic, but yeah, yesterday was a little crazy.
Oh, so. You don't need to apologize, dude. I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus there.
No. I feel bad though. I was telling Darby, I was like, yeah, I need to call Johnny back.
It is all good, but what concert did you guys go to?
It was at, you know, Brain Dead, the company. They're like a clothing company.
Yeah,
more than a clothing company, but they have a really cool like movie theater, like show space area on Fairfax area in LA. Mm. And her name's Angel Olsen, And she's had a new record come out. So she was kind of like a record release show for her. It was like real stripped down, kind of like folk kind of music. It was really cool. Some, you know, shoulder to cry on, and it was nice.
Sounds awesome, man. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time while you're out here in California. You got one more night here for AEW's Rampage. I know you guys are in town for that. Final night, California,
go
in Ontario.
Yep.
So you're going back to Georgia, and then next week AEW is going to be in St. Louis, right?
Correct, yes.
And then Ghost Maine, you guys don't have anything scheduled for a few months, right?
Yeah, we go back out in July. Not Fest in July is our first show back.
All right, so that's that. There it is for everybody. The very busy Nolan Nunez, a.k.a. Das Rake. He's doing wrestling. He's doing music for graphics. He's doing he's doing merchandise. He's doing it all. He's a very busy man. And I'm so thankful to call Nolan, you a friend. Thanks for being on the show this week and hanging out with us.
Real treat. No, thank you, man.
All right, brother. I'll let you go. Say bye to Darby for me, and we'll talk soon.
All right. We'll talk later, Johnny.
All right, later.
Peace.
And that'll just about do it for this week's episode of Drinks with Johnny, the Filthy Friday edition. It was an absolute blast this week, as we talked about. He didn't ask me. I kind of gave him a layup, but Nolan didn't ask me what my favorite wrestling moment was. And I have to admit, as many of you would probably say the same, it was that promo from MJF that I got to witness live at the Forum with my son. That is one moment that I think I will remember for a long time, being just getting to watch MJF work the mic as only he can. I think that guy's got, I mean, he's already one of the top guys. He's the top heel in the entire wrestling world, in my opinion, at this moment. And the sky's the limit for this guy. He's got great in-ring work. I mean, I was joking with Brandon about this the other day. It was like, in wrestling, you call it, he can work the hell out of it. You know, he's a great worker. But in reality, when you think of wrestling as the long-running TV show that it is, he's just a hell of an actor and a live actor and someone who could do that. I think it's really unappreciated by people who aren't in the wrestling community. See it as something that it's not. But if you really watch it, it's like, if you like plays, if you like acting, if you like all these things, that's a part of it as well. And there's so much other things to it, like the athleticism, like the fact that they're risking their bodies and limbs. And it's just a really cool thing. I don't mean to go off on it too much like I always do. But so rad having Nolan on the show. Fellow bassist. We got to play a little bit of as he checked out my bass here in my writing studio. So that was fun. Again, thanks to Nolan. Thanks to all you guys for tuning in each and every week. Next week, we will be dropping our first episode from where I recorded in Vegas with Matt Hardy of the Hardys, obviously. Professional wrestler, for those of you who don't know. Absolute. Got to be on the list for the Hall of Fame coming soon. Tag team champions over many, many times. Matt has done it all in the industry, and just continues to keep going and killing it. We had an absolutely great conversation. I had fun. I got to exchange numbers with someone that I grew up watching, and it's so cool to have this podcast and get many, many more friends along the way. And people I could reach out to. So I appreciate you guys for being here for all of that. We'll see you guys on Monday. As always, cheers.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I do like the Chicago's.
Get down!
The Buzzard, WMMS, Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles, The Wrath of the Buzzard, PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.